want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. New Hampshire Motor Speedway is the name of the track now. It used to be New Hampshire International Speedway, but now Bruton Smith owns it. Bought it from the Bear family, and be interesting to see if New Hampshire continues to have two race dates, or if Bruton takes one and moves it to Las Vegas, which is he has been rumored to do. Yeah, he might do that. But at any rate, they're racing in New Hampshire this weekend in the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. Who decided it'd be a good idea to throw an extra lap in there?
Well, see, they're picking up the extra lap. They don't run at Talladega in the 499.
Okay. I guess that must be it. Well, how is the weather going to affect this weekend's race? It was hot at the start of the weekend and cooled off last weekend, just as he said it would. Meteorologist Dan Holliday along with the New Hampshire weather forecast for us.
Hey, Steve and Sam, we are off to the northeast this weekend, where Mother Nature may not do her best to cooperate. We have a cold front sweeping into New Hampshire at the beginning of the weekend, bringing plenty of chances for rain. Then low pressure sets in at the end of the weekend with increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms. At the green flag on Sunday, cloudy, 66 degrees with a 60% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Wind will be light from the southeast, around 5 miles per hour. You can follow the race weather online at thestormreport.com. I'm the Race Report meteorologist, Dan Holliday.
Of the drivers in the top 12, best driver rating at New Hampshire belongs to Tony Stewart. He has, in 18 starts, he has 10 top five finishes there, including a couple of victories. And another victory, a very memorable victory that he let slip away late in the race. Remember in his rookie season, 1999, had the race won, ran out of gas. Just a couple of laps to go, ran out of fuel, and he had that. So he nearly has three victories there, but 10 top fives and 18 starts, pretty solid. Right behind him in driver rating is Jeff Gordon, who in 26 starts has 12 top five finishes, three victories there, and of course a near miss last year as he was chasing down Denny Hamlin, just ran out of laps. He had the fastest car at the end of the race, but as we were just talking about in the last segment, Jeff Gordon hasn't had the fastest car anywhere this year. No reason to think that's going to change this weekend. Kyle Busch has done pretty well, but he only has, in only six starts, he has three top five finishes, three top tens, so and one victory. He won the first chase race there a year before last, I believe it was. So Kyle has won at New Hampshire. I mean, should you pick anybody else, really?
I'm going to, but I'm okay. A risk taker.
Fire away.
Brian Vickers.
Brian Vickers. You're going way out on the limb.
I think Brian Vickers and this 83 team are primed for a win. They have just, they've got the big momentum train right behind him, man. And I really believe that this kid is going to, I think he'll be in victory lane on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go with somebody who has three top fives and 12 starts. That doesn't sound real impressive, but a couple of wins and a pretty good driver. I'm going to go with Jimmy Johnson. These guys have run better than you think they have lately. They've had some bad luck. And I know we hear about Hendrick Motorsports and all that, and that they're struggling, except for Junior. But I think Jimmy Johnson's primed for victory. This is a track kind of similar to Phoenix, where Jimmy got his win earlier this season. Pretty flat track. It's all about getting it to turn through the center of the corner. And I just think that team's ready. I think Jimmy Johnson is going to get the win this weekend at New Hampshire. Something I wanted to touch on real quick, though. There's been so much talk this week that, you know, a lot of people are reporting. ESPN.com, there's somebody that we were talking about earlier that they always want to break the story. That's their main thing, and they've been wrong a lot. Their philosophy is, as long as we're first, we don't care if we're wrong. But they're the ones reporting now that Tony Stewart, it could be a done deal, that he's going to buy into Haas CNC Racing, even with a year to go on the Joe Gibbs Racing contract, and he'll try for them next year. There have been rumors Martin Truex Jr. could move over there and join him, as his contract could expire at the end of this year if he doesn't re-up with DEI. Ryan Newman has said he's not interested in re-signing with Penske Racing until they show him that they're committed to improving their performance.
Well, that's a good move on his part.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe Tony Stewart could have a big-name teammate coming with him. There's been talk that Mark Martin, even ESPN.com earlier this week even reported Mark Martin was going to run full-time next year for the championship, would replace Casey Mears in the 5 car for Hendrick.
I didn't see the full-time rumor. I heard another part-time deal.
Well, I read somewhere early in the week that there even talked that he would maybe make another run at the championship in the 5 car. He drives now in the Nationwide Series select races for Hendrick Motorsports, so there would be the tie-in there. But it looks like Mark's probably out at DEI after this season. They want to get Eric Almirola into that car full-time.
That's
they feel
a good
he's
move,
ready.
I think.
And so they're going to do that. So Mark's run with DEI could come
but
to an end.
Joe Gibbs isn't sweating this Tony Stewart deal, because they have Joe Lowe.
They have Joey Logano poised and ready to step in, and I think that may be...
I'd feel pretty good if I were them.
Yeah, that's their ace in the hole, I think. If Tony Stewart walks, Joey Logano steps right in, and I think that's that could be what we'll see next year. But a lot more on that. We just ran out of time this week. More stuff I wanted to get to.
Check it out at theracereportradio.com.
There you go, and thanks for joining us as always on The Race Report. Have a great week, everybody.
guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.